This is State of Change, WPR's look at food, land, and water. A collaborative effort between Central Wisconsin farmers and lakefront homeowners is working to solve one of the region's persistent environmental problems. As Glenn Moberg reports, they're working to eliminate blue-green algae in the Wisconsin River watershed.
In August of 2016, Rick Georgeson was livid about the blue-green algae in front of his home on Lake Peatonwell, a flowage on the Wisconsin River.
Light green, dark green, it's sticking to the rocks, it's floating in mats out on the lake. It smells like raw sewage. It stinks.
Blue-green algae is a kind of bacteria that grows on surface water because of hot weather and phosphorus pollution. It can cause serious sickness if ingested. That summer, it killed a dog that swam in a nearby lake. One year later, it's a different scene. Families are fishing in the harbor, and Rick Georgeson is sitting in a pontoon boat, smiling.
The water has been about the best it's been in many, many years. It's been a cool summer.
But while the algae isn't as bad this year, it's still a chronic problem for Peatonwell and the Castle Rock flowage to the south. Georgeson guides the pontoon into the open water. 2 miles down the coast, there it is, a bright green ooze on the surface. He says in hot summers, the algae can drive tourists away.
We've seen people come to the beach and open the car door. The kids get out and run down to see the water. They get back in and leave. It's just sad.
Georgeson is the president of an environmental homeowners group called the Peatonwell and Castle Rock Stewards, or Packers. They've reached out to local farmers to try to stop the phosphorus fertilizer runoff that is feeding the algae. Georgeson organized a meeting at the technical college, and that's where he met the head of the Portage County Farm Bureau, John Aaron.
And he shakes my hand and he says, "Tell you what, if you bring the lake people up to my farm, I'll bring the farmers to the lake."
We could use some rain, just not all at one time.
32 miles to the north on his 800-acre farm, John Aaron talks with UW Extension Ag agent Ken Schrader about that first meeting with Georgeson.
Rick kind of leaned over and said hi, and I was like, you know, maybe you guys aren't as scary as people thought you were. We really have common goals.
The big common goal is stopping phosphorus fertilizer runoff.
We want to keep nutrients and soil on the land. Obviously, as a farmer, we don't want to see runoff and see the fertilizer that we've spent money to apply leave our property.
Aaron and Schrader think the answer lies in no-till agriculture and cover crops. It means not digging up the soil in the spring and sowing the seeds directly into a root mass formed by a cover crop that's planted in the fall. Schrader says it's soil protection.
The point with cover crops is we want to cover that soil and prevent the water from splashing on that soil and moving it downstream.
We're not digging up the soil in fall and we're not digging it up in spring.
We climb into John Aaron's truck, and he drives into a field of healthy soybeans planted during an unusually wet spring using no-till and a cover crop. A plowed field nearby was too muddy to plant.
With the crazy weather we've had, I really wasn't delayed much with planting. With the amount of root mass we had, it was able to hold the equipment. We were able to plant into it.
Ag agent Schrader says the techniques will be even more important as the climate continues to warm.
With the climate change and the heavier rains coming that are 1 inch plus, it's a challenge keeping soil in place.
Aaron and Schrader say what's good for local farms is good for Lake Peatonwell.
Definitely a win-win. Everything we can do to retain soil nutrients on our property is a win for us, and it's a win for the Peatonwell and Castle Rock Stewards.
The way we're going to get things done is everybody working together, coming to the table, talking about it, and supporting each other.
Lakefront homeowner Rick Georgeson agrees.
I'm very hopeful for the future. They win by keeping the soil in their land, and as a result, the water's cleaner.
Instead of being adversaries, farmers and environmentalists here have discovered that they can solve a common problem by being friends and partners. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.